Shvius, Parag Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Betzolim sheyardu aleim geshamim v'tzimeichu, onions where rain fell upon them and then they grew. Imhayu ha'olim shalahem shecharin, if the leaves were, it says black, but the Melech HaShlomo brings the Ran, it means dark, darker than the normal green. Asurin, so it's asur, because we assume that the onion grew on Shemitah, even a little bit. Now, why is that asur? I drove of the onion grew beheter, and only a small amount grew beisur. So the Rav says that over here, when some of it grows on Shvius, even when it's a small amount, it's mevatel the ikar. And mistama the pshat is, since the aser part got its nourishment from the heter part, it asers the whole thing. It's not the sugya for now. So if the leaves of the onion are dark, so it's a simen that the growth that happened on the onion was a result of its attachment to the ground and its nourishment from a ground, and therefore it's aser. However, hoiriku, if it's green, like paler color, Hare elu mutarin. Then it's mutter. The Rav says, because when it's a paler color, it's a simen that the sprouting and the growth of the onion is not coming from the ground. Rather, the stomach's just coming from itself. Like an onion, it grows things and sprouts all by itself. And now that it's doing it, it's just the derech of an onion. That's what it does, and it's just really withering away. But it's not really coming from the ground. And the color of the leaf of the onion will tell you that. The Mishnah Shana asks, but why is it mutter? Even if you're going to say it's green, it's pale, don't we go by a vegetable after lakita, which is when you take it from the ground? And if so, it should be also regardless. So Mishnah Shana brings a few answers. We're going to give one answer. It was the Shita of the Rash, based on an earlier Mishnah. The Rash holds that even though normally you go by vegetables after lakita, if a vegetable is totally finished in the sixth year, complete, the fruit of the vegetable, meaning in this case the bulb of the onion is complete in the sixth year, then you do not go after lakita. Rather, you go after Gemar Pri, the finishing of the fruit itself. And when we say that it's asurin, that it's aser, so it's going to actually have a different ramification, because the Tais Yontif says that if we're just dealing with peir shvius, so things that grow on shvius aren't aser, the Mishnah means, according to Tais Yontif, that it just needs to be eaten b'kedusha shvius. Unless the issue here is svichin, things that just grow, there is a dinder abanan that they aser things that just grow, not fruits, but like plants and wheat and things like that, and grains, they aser that for achila. So that we're going to see in the ninth parak. But regardless, the term aser, depending on what this is, whether it's svichim or peiris, would actually have a different meaning, whether it's also just means that you need to be eaten b'kedusha shvius, or also means that it's also legamrei, not allowed to even eat it, if you look at it like svichim. But Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Oyemer, im yechon lihitalish ba'olin shel hanasur. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says that it's an easy way to know if the onion's continuing to grow on Shemitah. He says that if you're able to pull the onion out of the ground, to detach it from the ground by holding on to its leaves, that the leaves are very strongly affixed to the onion, that's how you know that the onion is still growing. Because when the Rav says when the onion completed its growth, so it would almost come out of the ground by itself, and if you'd pull on its leaves, it would just quickly detach, and you would not be able to pull out the onion from the leaves, because they were not strongly connected. But if you're able to, Rabbi Chanina, Ben Antigonus says it's aser. And the Mishnah ends, u'keneged kein moitzoi shvius mutarin. And conversely, this is going on the first part of the Mishnah, where we said that onions that were grown in the sixth year and entered the seventh year, so now we're talking about something that entered the eighth year, moitzoi shvius, is mutar. What if you have a case, the Rav explains, where he planted it in the sixth year, it grew, and then he plucked it out of the ground in the sixth year. He then planted it in the seventh year, it grew, and then he plucked it out in the seventh year. So far you got a little growing in the sixth, you got a little growing in the seventh. He then replanted it in the eighth year, and then he plucked it in the eighth year. So just like we said before that the last iser was mevatel, the previous growth, so too in this case what's going to happen is the last heter of the eighth is going to be mevatel, the previous growth of the seventh. Now, the Rav didn't want to use just the case of 7th to 8th. Why do you have to put the 6th year in there that you needed 3 years of growth? Because you at least needed a rove. We're not going to be so makel and say, yeah, if it grew in the 7th year, but then afterwards it grew a little bit in the 8th year, it's going to be mevatel the iser, even with a mashu of heter. That far, the Rav says, we don't want to go. But in the case where you had rove of the growth, you had all together of heter, so you had 6th, and then afterwards 8th, so it would also be mutter. The Melech HaShlomo brings Rabbi Yosef that this is not the words of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, the last line of the Mishnah about this motzei shvius. And the Rav just happened to say the halacha is not like Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. That's on the previous member that he said.